One thing that we've been doing here is really trying to keep focus on the lives that have been lost. We're not focusing on the killer because he's gone, and frankly, we don't want him to be remembered, certainly not by name. We've tried to be careful, respectful of what the families here are going through, tried not to ever intrude on their suffering. But after Sunday night's program, we got a call from the McDonald family, 7-year-old Grace McDonald's family. I spoke with Grace's parents, Chris and Lynn, at length. They told me about who Grace was, the light of their family, a little girl who loved school, and her brother Jack, a talented young artist who lived life to the fullest, made the most of every day of her far too short life. I was amazed at the strength that Grace's parents showed. They say it is Grace who is guiding them through these difficult days. Here's our conversation. Tonight, we honor Grace. We will remember her.
What do you want people to know about Grace?
Well, Grace had such a great spirit. She was a kind and gentle soul, and she was just the light and love of our family. She was just truly a special, special little girl that we loved, and she loved her brother so much, and she loved her school, Sandy Hook. In fact, this week I was telling somebody she had a stomach ache one day, and I said to her, "Why don't you stay home with Mom?" And she said, "No way, I have too much fun there and I don't want to miss anything." She would skip to get on the bus. It wasn't even a, you know, every morning it was the backpack was packed the night before and ready to get on the bus in the morning and head off to school. We would blow kisses every morning to each other, and I remember that morning putting her on the bus. She had a habit of blowing kisses, but then she'd give me a big little liver lip, like, but then I knew she was so happy to go off and get there. So I'd like to say is that she was at a place that she loved. And so we take comfort in that we know she was in a place that she really loved.
And with friends.
And with friends.
People that loved her. And that's, I think, the whole community and the school and the teachers, they're all raising your child. And
exactly.
it's a special place.
It is. And I take comfort that she was with all her friends. And I just envision all of them holding hands. And they're all together up there. And they're up there with their wonderful principal. I mean, they have so many people up there helping them. And I said to somebody, like, just Sandy Hook, we have so many angels and so many bright stars shining over all of us in this town right now. And each one of those children was, you look at their pictures, they were so beautiful. And they all had a story and a talent.
What did you say to Jack? I mean, how did you, because there's a lot of parents right now who are trying to figure out what to say to their children all around the world about this.
Telling him was by far the toughest thing to do. And I think what we did was truthful, honest words that he could understand, and hoping that he'll be able to process this, and how we help to guide him to process this over the long journey ahead.